just soul music out in California. Most people when I was growing up were so much into surf music and just real AM radio, Neil Sedaka. And then there was another bunch of kids that liked soul music, and I got into that when I was younger, which probably made me pick up on when I first heard folk music when I used to spend my summers in the East Coast. And in the early 60s, a folk music revival was happening on the East Coast, and I got into, when I heard John Hurt, I sort of picked up on that more than Judy Collins. Although I always had sort of part of me that always liked Bob Dylan and all that stuff, and I still try to play that, but I had when I heard John Hammond and John Lee Hooker, people like that. I mean, I can't explain why I happen to like blues as opposed to Scottish folk ballads, but except that I possibly was into soul music as opposed to surf music. I don't particularly type myself as a blues singer, but I think most radio and record and media people tend to have a label, and they call me a blues singer. And in terms of what that means as a woman in the music business, it was my foot in the door. Because when I started out in 1969 or 1970, not having really planned to do this for a living, I just did it while I was going to school to make some extra money. But nobody was playing blues. I just happened to always play blues. And it became like this real, just a girl who plays blues guitar, you know. It was like a gimmick, so I just fit into a slot that was missing. And I'm perfectly aware of that, and I took advantage of it because I didn't want to go back to school, and I didn't feel like being a secretary until I had to.
Me right, poking more your dead. I'll be back tomorrow night crying high. Baby, don't you wanna go? Down that living light city, sweet old Pokemon.
Arthur Crudup is still living and starving in Virginia. And Fred McDowell died without any money. For a few years, these older men that had been retired for 20 or 30 years, living peacefully as a garbage man or a tractor driver down in Mississippi or Pullman porters, you know, once race records stopped back in the 20s, you know, they'd had this whole other lifestyle. And then these young white middle class people with some guilt or alienation towards their own culture decided to go down and find these older blues men, you know. They rediscovered them like big favor, you know. For 5 years, they were treated like kings by a lot of guilty white liberal people that also just appreciated the music. So these guys were all appreciated until about 1968, and then something else became the vogue. You know, but nobody appreciates blues. I mean, those guys are still starving. But, and here, you know, I happen to make a living at it, so does Janis Joplin, but it makes me sick that those, that, you know, the real blues musicians are not appreciated.
Shout, sister, shout, everybody's swinging. Shout, sister, shout, while the whole town is ringing. Early in the morning, by the break of day, you know well, my baby, this is what she said. Now shout, sister, shout, everybody's swinging. Shout, sister, shout, while the whole town is ringing. Yeah!
Nothing wrong. Well, it's hard to be mistreated when you ain't done nothing wrong. And it's hard to love a man when you can't keep him at home. Now I'm gonna get myself a sailor man and leave these merry men alone.